It's Philip Gibbons with special in-studio guest. We'll start with Officer Mitch Harrington from the Cookeville Police Department. Mitch, how are you?
Been good, brother. How are you?
Doing well. You are getting ready for your big event coming up in just a couple of weeks. It's called Harrington for Hope. Let's rewind just a little bit. A few years ago, most everyone knows that you were seriously injured in a fire, and now you are turning what happened to you into an opportunity to help others.
That's right, yeah. 2016, I was injured in a house fire at work, and the next month after that, I was at the Vanderbilt Burn Unit and met Rebecca Limley, who is the camp director and nurse there
right.
at the burn unit. So she told me about camp and that it was a burn camp for child burn survivors ages 6 to 16. And I found out that the funding for it really wasn't there, and decided that when I came home that I really wanted to do something to help with funding.
Mm-hmm.
So we started this event called Harrington for Hope. This is our fourth annual event. It happens this year, August the 20th, at the docks in Baxter, Tennessee. We take over their entire parking lot with tents, and they're on the stage. We've built a new stage out there, and we'll have some musical guests. We'll have a live auction, a silent auction.
Sure.
We've got motorcycle rides, Jeep rides, Corvette rides.
Sure.
A lot of things going on that day. We'll have a huge firework display at dark. But it's a big day, and all the proceeds do go to Camp Hope to support these kids so that they can get a week of quality entertainment, non-judgmental entertainment.
Absolutely.
With a lot of children who have experienced the same things they have.
Well, it's good to have Sarah and Kelly in studio.
Yes.
How are you ladies doing?
We're good.
Yeah, blessed to be here. How are you?
Doing well. New country music duo. Moved to the Nashville area from Illinois. Twin sisters. Yeah. So what was the path that led you to Nashville?
Yeah.
Well, I always knew I wanted to go to Nashville at some point. I was thinking about going to college here, but I got led somewhere else in Illinois. But I knew that as soon as I graduated, I was going to drag Sarah with me.
Yes, that's okay with me. I think we got our first taste of Nashville back in high school when we traveled here for a high school choir.
Okay.
So, yeah, we got to perform at the Grand Ole Opry and absolutely just loved it.
Oh, my.
So, yeah, we love Nashville.
So, if I ask you to sing, like, just maybe a half verse of something right now, would that be putting you on the spot?
We could give it a go. Absolutely.
Acapella. I like it.
Would you like us to go ahead and do it?
Yeah, how about just go ahead and go for it?
Okay.
Just a little sample of something.
Sure, we can actually sing one of our songs that we wrote. It's like just a chorus of it.
Yeah.
It's called Float. All right, let's do this.
Float, follow that breeze. Yeah, and just let go. Thank God we're free. Ooh, where the sunlight dances off the wake. One hand up, music plays. Moving with my hips as a cool drink hits my lips. Out here, anything goes. We float.
I love it.
That's awesome.
Goosebumps. That's a little sample of what we're going to hear on August 20th, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So how do we keep up with you guys on social media?
Absolutely. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, at Kelly Sarah Music, or you can look us up online at Kelly and Sarah Fink, which is our last name, FINCK.com, and you can find all sorts of things on our website.
Fantastic. You have another special guest. We want to meet Sayla. She is a, correct me if I'm wrong, a $1,000 scholarship winner. Is that correct?
That's right. This year we're doing two scholarships, one for a boy, Jordan Tate, who unfortunately couldn't be here today, but he is a 16-year-old burn survivor
that
is a camp veteran. And then we have Miss Sayla here. Sayla is our girl recipient.
Excellent.
She has been several years at camp now and is just a load of fun. It's just a blessing to get to know her. So
fantastic.
She's our recipient this year for the girls' scholarship.
So, Sayla, what can you tell us about yourself and maybe the burn that you received? When was this?
I was 14 months old, and we just moved into a new house. I loved to climb as a baby. I climbed into the sink using the hot handle, and I fell in and burned my entire right leg.
Bless you. So have you been to camp yet?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And what do you think about camp?
I love camp. I love to go. I look forward to it every year.
And how old are you now?
I am 11.
What's your favorite thing at camp that we do?
I really like to make friends.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. We, Philip, just to let you know, we have 30 children usually, sometimes more, that attend camp. They've all been treated in a burn unit.
Mm-hmm.
All bear the same type scars. And that's what they like best about it is that, you know, there's nobody there going to say anything about how they look or whatever, mm-hmm. you know. And like Sayla, for example, she still is wearing compression garment because you just had another. Did you have another surgery? Is that what you have? What have you got going on that you're still wearing a compression garment?
Yeah, I had another skin graft done.
Yeah, so, you know, 11 years later, still getting treatment for it. A lot of them are the same way, you know. They have a lot of fun making new friends, hearing stories from each other.
Excellent.
And it's a good time. We have a lot of activities. It is a exhausting but very fun week for the old people like me, but we have a good time, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Harrington for Hope Beyond the Burns, the fourth annual Camp Hope fundraiser. All proceeds benefit Camp Hope.
It is all day. You can go to Harrington for Hope Facebook page. We also have a website. We have a event coordinator, Aaron Tindall, who has built this website. It's really easy to navigate. Tells you all about it. It is all day event. It starts at 9 o'clock that morning with our rides, and then the 1:30 we'll begin all the auction. We've got motorcycles, we've got furniture, we've got all kinds of things that are going to be auctioned off this year. And we've also got a motorcycle, a brand new dirt bike. With that, I would like to say this. I got to give a shout out to some of my sponsors.
Oh, absolutely.
And we're talking about those motorcycles, so I'm just going to go ahead and name that one first. Major Automotive Group, Mac Fan and his wife, Theron Baxter, and some of our other sponsors are W&O Construction, Isom Jones Realty, Group RBI, 127 Skin, Builders First Source, Tennessee Tech comes through for us always. SAC Transport, TriStar Beverage, Big Mar Fireworks puts on a fireworks show for us like you would not believe. Nearstar, Carlin Chevrolet, Senator Paul Bailey, and McGriff Insurance. And then lastly, I have to say a big thank you to the Coolville Police Athletic League.
Mm-hmm.
Chief Randy Evans supplies me with time to do this and the use of his secretary to take care of all of our business. Miss Nadine takes care of all our business for us.
Couldn't do it without all these folks pitching in, could we?
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Well, Mitch, thank you for your vision, for what you do. We appreciate all of you. I hope it's a huge success for you.
Philip, thank you so much.
Our pleasure. Take care.